What do you get when you combine a cup of music, a teaspoon of stories, and a dash of culture and tradition? Mucho Radio, the new recipe for radio.
Thank you, Mucho. My name is Yusuf Shaya. I am the president of the New Brunswick African Association, and it's a province-wide organization, but our office is based in Fredericton. We're here today in Moncton. We're one of the organizers for the New Brunswick Second Black Summit. Personally, as an African person, there is a quote or there's a saying in Africa, you know, it takes a village to raise a child, and we have a saying that's called Umbutu. So Umbutu is I am because we are. And this type of mentality is what we're bringing as part of our culture to New Brunswick, and to try to be able to have an African-centric mindset, saying, you know, we can do anything. If I'm hurting, my fellow African too will be hurting. So we have to be able to shoulder each other and to have each other's back and be able to be there for each other. You know, as our ancestors did it in the past, we want to be able to, for the next generation, to understand the importance of unity, collaboration, and teamwork. We can reach our goals in a timely manner. And I think for our next generation, we want to empower them. The reason why we're having this type of summit is for the young people to be able to see the leaders, the elders in the community coming together, discussing critical issues, and they can be able to learn and say, hey, I want to be able to take this path. I want to be the next champion of my community issues, advocacy, a civic person to be able to get into politics, because if we are not on the table, we will be on the menu. So we have to change the narrative. We have to have to get into politics. We have to get into amplifying one another. That's my message. A nation or a community that doesn't have strong youth, they are doomed to fail, because the youth are our eyes. They are the one who's going to shoulder this responsibility in a few years' time. They're the ones going to be the next politician, the next premier. So we have to be able to raise rightly guided youth. And by that is to meet them at their schools, at their community, and to be able to find solutions to their problems, the needs that they want, challenges that they're facing in school. You know, as we said, as Africans coming to New Brunswick, predominantly you see in the school system, the school district is mostly Canadians or, you know, Caucasian people. But now that programs like the New Brunswick African Association, we do call youth outreach program, we are in schools, in high school, middle schools, and talking about the challenges and meeting, taking issues that the children, the students or the youth are telling us to the principal, to the superintendent of the school, and to be able to sit down on the table and them and say, these are the challenges that our students or our youth are facing in your school. So how can you be able to make this accommodation, or how can you make your school to be an inclusive, diversity and inclusive? So giving the teachers and the school district like a culture competency so they can understand different cultures. And that way they can be with our kids and our youth and our students. When they're in school, they feel they belong in that community as well. The culture is mixture. We have people from the West, Central Africa, and different parts of Africa, really. And then our brothers and sisters, 6, 4, 5 generation Canadians from Nova Scotia, PEI. These are like the loyalists. You know, Black New Brunswickers have been part of New Brunswick. So we want to be able to learn from our brothers and sisters, from the loyalists, from the generation that's been here before us, to see, you know, how have they been doing things. We don't want to be able to restart the wheel. So sometimes, you know, there will be like a competition, or somebody's doing something and there's somebody else doing something, the similar thing. We want to be able, our approach is like, if somebody, there's another Black organization or African organization is doing something, we support that organization. We don't take their program, or we're not going to say, hey, we're going to do the same program here. No, we're going to refer the youth, we're going to refer our community to that organization, because that's how we're going to amplify one another, and that's how we're going to be able to help one another. You know, here in Canada, when a Canadian person, or a Caucasian person see a Black man or a Black woman or a Black student or Black youth in the streets or in a hotel or anywhere, they won't say he's from East Africa. They're not going to say he's from Central Africa. They just say they're Africans. So we are being identified by our continent. So it's not about the place we came from, our nationality. They see sometimes I'm mistaken by people think I'm Jamaican. So, but those are our brothers and sisters in the Caribbean as well. So it's all about education, empowering, and knowing our history, who we are. All these things will empower us to make the right decision, to come together. Sometimes, you know, we have different tribes and different religion and things like that. All those things, we try, the reason for the summit, we try to leave those things at our homes, and now we can just focus on the common issues that we all face. If it's Francophone community, Anglophone community, it doesn't matter. The Arabic-speaking community, we're all Africans. Africa is a continent. It's a larger continent. Everybody's there. But when we come here, we all have to be able to support one another. The hunter stories are always going to be told until the lion learns how to tell his story. So it's the same thing with us. We're in this journey. We want to be able to make some changes to make a world a better place than we have found it. And by doing that, we can only do that by sharing our stories in our own platform. So like a radio station like Mucho Radio right now, this is like it's national in Canada here, and it's international. So we can reach people in Africa. We can reach people all over the world and share with them the same successes we have here and the same struggles that we have here. You know, people can make concrete decisions. There's somebody living in Quebec. They don't know anything that's happening in New Brunswick. By them being a subscriber of Mucho Radio, they can be able to find this information. Oh, there's great opportunities and services for youth and families in New Brunswick. I'll move to New Brunswick. Or it's vice versa. The community in New Brunswick will hear some good things in different regions in Canada, and they will decide to make this decision based on the facts that they had. So sometimes we do need to be able to tell our own story, and I totally support it and I agree. Yes, we do need our own radio station and channels and ways of to be able to share our stories. Thank you very much, and I wish you a great weekend.